Well, good afternoon again, friends. Thank you so much for taking a few moments of your time, just 5 minutes or so, to tune in and to listen to this short devotional message. You know, we are living, aren't we, in very strange and very unusual days, difficult days. As a little boy growing up in Northern Ireland, I was born into what we would call the Troubles. And whenever the Troubles came to an end, it seemed that we were living in a period of relative peace. But over the last number of years, over the last 2 and 3 years, it just seems that things are becoming so unsettled in the world in which we live. And we think of the COVID pandemic over the last couple of years, and now the awful strife in Europe there with Russia and the invasion of Ukraine. And it seems that the eyes of the world are upon that part of Europe, and it just seems so uncertain, the days that we're living in. And maybe your personal circumstances are hard, and your personal circumstances are difficult as well. And more and more and more, I find myself thinking so much about the coming again, the promise of the Saviour's coming again. The Lord Jesus Christ said in John chapter 14, "I will come again." And at the end of Revelation chapter 22, the Lord says, "Surely I come quickly." And the word "quickly" there means suddenly. The word of God says that the day of the Lord shall come suddenly. It'll come as a thief in the night, whenever people are not expecting it, not looking for it, and not prepared for it. And yet, with all that's going on in our world, I'm reminded of a question that the disciples asked the Saviour shortly before he went to the cross to suffer and to bleed and to die and to shed his blood for our sins. And I just read a few verses today from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 24, and it's verse number 3. The disciples came unto him privately, saying, "Tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world?" They wanted a specific sign that would point to the coming again of their Savior. They knew that he was coming back again, and they wanted a sign that would be very clear in their minds. And the Lord was kind and gracious. And throughout Matthew 24, he didn't just give one or two signs. He gave many, many signs. And it seems as if you read that chapter for yourself, that the signs that the Lord give, they follow on the one from the other in a chronological manner. And it's quite remarkable that in verse number 4, the Lord says, "Take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many." So the last days will be marked by days of deception. But then verse number 6 is a very relevant verse. "For ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet." And over the last 100 years, or just a little bit more than that, there have been more wars across the world than in any other century in world history. It's quite remarkable, with the Second World War and the First World War before that, and the Crimean War, and trouble in the Middle East. And all the time there's just circulation of rumors of wars and rumors of wars. And here we are now with this strife and this trouble in Ukraine. Verse number 7, "For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences," that means diseases and viruses, "and earthquakes in divers places." Then it says, "All these are the beginning of sorrows." And I feel very, very clearly and very strongly that we are entering into that period, the beginning of sorrows. The Bible says, "In the last days, perilous times shall come." And maybe you're facing your own personal perilous times. You're facing your own personal Armageddons. Maybe there's strife in the home. There's problems in your circumstances. There's difficulties in your family. Maybe you're struggling financially. Maybe you're struggling with mental health issues. You're struggling with depression or discouragement, or maybe a sense of failure or hopelessness or despair or lostness. The Bible says that in the last days, perilous times shall come. And the Savior said that men's hearts shall fail them for fear. People will feel like giving up on life. There'll be tremendous stress in society. and with all of the politicians and world leaders getting together for their summits and forming different organizations, it seems that without God, we're just like the people who tried to build the Tower of Babel. A society without God cannot work. And a life without God is not a life at all. It's just an existence. I'm reminded of the words of an old hymn, "In times like these, you need a Savior." And maybe this is a wake-up call to you, and you need the Savior. Maybe you know him personally. I encourage you to get to know him better. Maybe there was a time whenever you did know him, but you've wandered and you've drifted away. Maybe you've never known him at all and you know very little about him. Let me tell you that God sent his Son, his only begotten Son that he loved with all of his heart, sent him to come to this world to make the crooked path straight, to exalt every valley and to bring low every mountain and to make a way where it seems there is no way. And he's able to take the broken pieces of this world and the broken pieces of your life, and he's able to make things right. I trust today that you will give your heart and life to him, and in these perilous days that you will come to really experience his love, his grace, his mercy in your life as he reveals himself in the Word of God. Thank you so much for listening, and may God bless you. And if we can help you at any time, you can contact us, I'm sure, some way through the media or details or on our church website as well, and we'll help you and pray with you and encourage you in any way that we can. May God bless you and look after yourselves. Thank you.